The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in store, wherever fine books are. Wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally's also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us as often as he can. Here he is. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. You okay?
Are you rich? Do you have enough money to pay? Can you afford your meds?
It's like everybody else. I mean, can you pay your bills? Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's funny you bring up money because that's what's been on my mind this week. And what's been bugging me is the high price of drugs. I mean, it's really out of control. And it's going to stay out of control until the government starts negotiating directly with drug companies. That's the answer. And until we take that step, we're going to be paying more than we should. And so what caught my eye this week, I don't know if you saw this, but Nancy Pelosi, who's the Democratic leader of the House, who, by the way, Republicans hate for, among other things, pushing through Obamacare, is now trying to drum up support among Democrats to allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices, something we ought to do. Now, it's interesting. Candidate Trump said he supported that, and he said it often. But the minute he got elected, our wonderful president, the promise literally disappeared from his website. I mean, it was there one day, and then I went back, and it vanished. So, look, honestly, I don't think anything's going to happen soon with Medicare negotiation or government negotiation. So, in essence, we're on our own. But, Jill, you asked me to do some detective work, and
guess
what?
You put on your trilby?
Yeah, I was at work today being an awfully effective detective, I hope. And I found there are a lot of ways for us to save money. Now, some of this is in my book, Your Best Healthcare Now. But I went deeper and I updated a lot of the research that I've done. So you should listen closely, even if you have the book. Because my research now shows two terrible trends. One in five of us are not filling our prescriptions because of the price, one in five. But here's the kicker. When we fill the prescriptions, we're overpaying by nearly 25%. Now, that 25% of the time, we are overpaying. So we've got to approach this in a more intelligent way. So it all starts with your doctor. It starts with your doctor because he or she is the one who says, hey, you know what? You need this prescription. You I don't say challenge the doctor, but you've got to question the doctor every time. You've got to say, okay, why do I need this drug? What's the specific benefit to me? And here's an important part. When will it help me? So the doctor says, well, you've got this slight infection. You take this drug. You'll be okay in about 7 days. All right. Write the prescription for 10 days. Write the prescription certainly for no more than 14 days. Don't automatically write it for 30 days. It makes no sense. And be careful of the drugstore because they'll try to get you to we'll automatically fill your prescription. Well, you can find these. Let's say the drug helps you for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, month after month, this prescription is showing up. You should see my cabinet full of stuff that I've used over the years that, frankly, is just a waste of money and a waste of medicine. Always ask your doctor, okay, you've convinced me, I need the drug, I get it. Is there a generic? And don't be afraid of generics. In some cases, they've gotten a bad reputation. To get FDA approval of a generic, to get on the market here in the U.S., it has to have the same active ingredient. It has to be proven as effective and as safe. So you're getting the brand name medicine in a generic form, and you can save 80%, in some cases 85%. For example, I essentially take Crestor. I've got high cholesterol, not so bad. But if I took Crestor, that's the brand name, that's $175, okay? I take the generic, that's $10. So always ask, is there a generic? And while you're at it, is there an over-the-counter option? So I've got allergies, a slight hay fever. $20 Flonase is, for me, is just as effective as a $300 Veramist. So is there an over-the-counter option I can turn to? And then, this is a tricky part of the conversation with your doctor, but you should have it, especially if you've got a chronic illness. Ask the doctor if he'll prescribe the extra strength dose. Okay, then essentially you take half of the drug instead of the full dose. The price of those drugs are going to be about the same. They don't vary that much by dosage. So you're going to pay about the same amount of money, and then you take half the medicine. You're saving half the price. Now, I have a friend who's doing it right now. She has terrible migraines. The insurance company is limiting her to 10 pills a month, which isn't enough for her, actually. So her doctor has prescribed double dosage, and she takes half the dose a day, and she actually gets through the month very well. Now, one more thing on this. Do not try this alone. Never, never, never make up your mind you're only going to take half. Always do it with your doctor's cooperation and your doctor's supervision. Now, last thing with your doctor. Ask if he has any free samples. I mean, he probably does, because drug makers hand out about $18 billion worth of free samples to doctors just to hand out to their patients. So I once walked out of my doctor's office with $1,000 worth of non-addictive painkillers just by saying, hey, you got any free samples? Oh, boy, do we have free samples.
Right. Now, I remember when you talked about that. I just wanted to say one thing. When we touched upon this topic before, I was listening. I was re-listening to an old show. And the thing that really stood out is that people need to have much more of a communication cycle, if you will, with their doctors than appears to actually exist in real life. You've got to be able to call up and ask. And I don't know, I certainly know that's the way I am with the veterinarians. You know, it's a co-production. But sure. I don't know a lot of people that are as communicative, frankly, with their doctors, you know, that are in this together with their doctors and can call up and say, hey, dude is, or hello, sorry, maybe not dude, but hello, Dr. So-and-so, can you just, right. And
well, it's a mistake we make. We put our doctors up on a pedestal in many cases. And you need to have that conversation with them. It needs to be a partnership on anything. But when the doctor is prescribing a prescription, usually people say, oh, geez, I really must need that. Well, you probably do, okay, but maybe you don't need it for 30 days, or maybe you can get the double dose and save half price. But that's, the doctor is in a, look, doctor's a busy guy, right? They're seeing 20 patients a day, on average, 20, 25 patients a day in hospitals. They aren't going to take the time to talk to you about it in full unless you open the conversation. If you open the conversation, then the doctor has to answer. When's it going to help me? Is there a generic? Do you have a free sample? I mean, in every case where people handed me a free sample or a manufacturer's coupon, which is another way to sample a drug, they're limited, these coupons from a manufacturer, but they're out there for 90% of the expensive brand names any doctor is ever going to mention to you. It's a great way to sample a drug. But in every instance where I've gotten a very good break from my doctor like that, I've had to initiate it. The doctors are not sitting there saying, oh, gee, there's this wonderful drug that I think you should take, and I got a cabinet full of free samples. You need to stand up for yourself. I think in every case, and one of the reasons that this country not only pays so much for drugs, we're paying twice as much as everybody else in the world, but we're taking too many drugs, is that we don't just stand up and speak to our doctors or look them in the eye and have that partnership. I think it's a great point that you're making, and everybody should think of their doctor as someone that they can have that kind of conversation with. I would extend it, Jill. to your pharmacist. You should think of your pharmacist as someone who is your health partner, and frankly, a friend. Now, in the case, doctors can talk to you freely. In the case of your pharmacist, there are actual gag rules out there. The pharmacist is not allowed in many cases to tell you, oh, gee, there's a generic for that, or oh, there's a less expensive drug for that. You have to ask. If you don't ask, they'll just fill a prescription, and that's that. So here's the best strategy. Make an appointment with your pharmacist. Make an appointment. Just call them up and say, look, I want to come in. Then bring in, you know, empty your medicine cabinet or bring in all your prescriptions. Sit down with your pharmacist. Take 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Sit down with your pharmacist. Show them everything that you're taking. And then say, okay, what are the best, these medicines I really need, what are my best options? And then the pharmacist starts to work with you. And there's another thing you can do with the pharmacist, especially in a chain situation where you're going to CVS or Rite Aid, whatever, the Walgreens. Each of those chains have deep discount generic lists. I mean, and you can ask for a printout of the generics. So you know the generics and you know the price. And importantly, you know the dosage because on these generic lists, if you don't have the exact dosage, then maybe it's not on the list. And if it's not on the list, then you're paying the full price, okay? And it can vary a lot. And in my experience, a drug on the pharmacist list can go for, you know, $10, okay? The different dosage, which is not on this generic list, then they'll charge you the full price, and that can be as much as, in my case, was $321 as opposed to $10 just because of the dosage. So you got to be a little careful. But take those lists and get it from each one. Chains, you got to understand this. Even though it's a chain, it's CVS, right? Each one of the managers of CVS has leeway to price drugs differently. So don't think it's one price at a CVS. You can get prices from three different CVSs, okay? Or lists from three different CVSs, and then take that list to your doctor. Sit down with your doctor and show them the list and see if there's anything on the list that actually can substitute for something you're taking. Now, when do you have a conversation like that with your doctor? You should have a conversation like that with your doctor every time. You have to bring it up. You have to say, look, you know, I'm a pretty normal Medicare patient these days. I take 6-7 pills a day. Are these the right pills for me? Are they really helping me? Can you show me in the tests that they're really helpful? And am I getting the best prices? And by the way, here's my list from CVS. This looks very similar to something I'm taking, but look, it's only $4. Is that something I could take instead of that? If you take the time to do that, then the doctor is going to respond fully, and you're going to get better care, and you're going to get far better drug prices than you will if you just let the doctor fill a prescription. Doctors don't pay much attention to the price of drugs. They can't. It's too complicated. A normal doctor has about 20 different medical plans, right, that he accepts. They're all slightly different, okay? It can be Humana, but there's three different Humanas, okay? So they got about 20 different plans to deal with. They can't deal with the prices of all those different plans. They don't have the time to do that unless you force them to pay attention to it. Then they will, and then they'll help you.
Right. So, of course, as always happens, we are completely out of time.
I've got 7 more pages of research.
No. Thank
I've
you,
got
Detective.
A complete book. Oh, jeez. So, the book runs 300 pages.
This is why. So the long short. We may continue. We may revisit this topic. In the meantime, there is really good information in the book, Your Best Healthcare Now, which Frank wrote. It is 300 pages long. And it's important because the more attention you pay to your actual health, the healthier you're actually going to be.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is to give you the power to take control of your health with your partners, your local pharmacist and your doctor. That's a big part of the book, and it's all spelled out. And happy to talk about this subject anytime you want, Jill.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective, excellent detecting, and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And, of course, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now.